Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it. Play it. Dig it.
The DivaCast. What number are we?
44.
Woo! 44. It is a beautiful Sunday afternoon, and here we are sitting outside, and we are all accounted and present for.
Waiting present for our Harley
I think it's
man.
Present and accounted for.
Accounted and
whatever.
We're here. It's a gorgeous day in the South, and somebody tell what we're going to do.
For podcasting on location, right? Of Starbucks. But the other thing that we're going to be doing is we're waiting for our Harley men to arrive.
We think a couple of them are here, but we're trying not to look at them.
Because they are going to take us for a spin.
Yes, they are.
I'm excited. Harleys. And we're all very excited about it, aren't we?
Are we all very excited about it?
No, let's be honest.
Let's hear from Sharon.
What's the matter, darling?
I just don't want to do this. This was not my...
Guess what? No one's making you. I'm not making you, that's for sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, you don't have to, but it'll...
The poor little man drove all the way over here, signed up, gave up his Sunday to drive all the way over here.
Who did?
The little man that's going to ride her.
The most cautionary biker of them all was going to be Sharon.
I think it's
Sharon's.
The big guy. I think the big guy wanted Sharon. They all want me. It's not a matter of that. They all want me. No, seriously, my 20%
doesn't think Harleys are waiting to be.
I have climbed a tree.
When did this realization come to you?
I mean, we've only been discussing this for 3 months.
And is this the first time y'all have heard me say I don't want to ride a Harley?
Mm-hmm. It's probably about the second or third.
This week it's been daily and hourly.
You know what? I'm not wearing panties. I'm wearing my thong today that Amy gave to me.
Good girl.
And I have the
That's Suzanne speaking.
Well, yes. And I have the funniest story that I went to put them on this morning. I had to dig in the bottom of my lingerie drawer to find these thongs because I never wear them.
They must be very new and crisp.
They are, well.
It brings a new meaning to Chris.
Yes. And I put them on, and I thought, something's wrong. The tag is on the side.
I've done that before. It's like, why is this doing this?
Okay, you can see Sharon and I aren't laughing because we have no clue.
I could picture it.
But you know what? It doesn't matter.
Cotton crotch was not in the right place. I needed to turn it 90 degrees.
So we need a thong lesson. So. Well, good for you.
I'm proud that you figured that out.
I know, me too.
I'm proud of you. You should see Suzanne.
So
she's
when we
hot.
See you squirming on the motorcycle, we'll know why.
You'll know.
Can't get it quite right in the right place.
If the cotton crotch is hanging out of her jeans, you'll know.
They call that the whale tail.
The whale tail?
Yes, they do.
You mean can you hear our Harley riders?
Can you hear the background?
All right.
The boys are here.
Are you guys coming with us? Are you coming? Yep, they're coming with us. What do you mean? Are you feeling intimidated?
He was worthy.
Come closer.
Okay, why don't you tell how this let's have y'all gone through the history of this one?
You weren't here last time because you were getting a pizza.
Yes.
But we talked about this during the last podcast.
We did talk about how we came about with a Harley ride.
So if you're listening to us for the first time, go back to podcast number, 43?
It was the one called Girl Talk.
Okay.
Go back to Girl Talk. And while y'all are making fun of me going to get pizza, I did go to the doctor's. And guess what? I had bronchitis, y'all. So
it probably happened. You got that bronchitis when you went out to get pizza.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Your pepperoni has that effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sharon, if you don't want to... Okay.
Yes.
So you're not in a midlife crisis revelation kind of mode in your life, I guess. Is that correct?
I would say no.
Okay. Well, to starve it off, to stop it from occurring, we need to...
Stave is the word. Not starve it.
But if you want to starve your midlife crisis, yeah.
I need to starve.
No, but in order for us to kind of not have that happen, we need to get out of our comfort zone and do some certain things. So if you don't want to do a Harley ride, what would your...
I would climb a tree.
Climb a tree. Very nice.
Oh, my God. I don't know, Sharon.
The Serengeti.
I don't know about that. Should we allow that?
What do you mean? Have you never climbed a tree before?
I think you might be here for us.
I don't get the climb a tree thing.
I'm talking about big oaks, and you have to jimmy up.
What?
You mean like,
do you have to straddle?
Then let's move it to a different level. What about like doing those rock climbing things?
I would do that. I've done that.
I did it
last year on a cruise. They had a rock climbing wall. I was
on Harley Man.
Hey, Harley Man.
How y'all?
Good. That's Bubba, I bet.
Are you Bubba?
We heard about you.
Hey, Bubba.
Now, wait a minute. we're going to be on the back of your bike any minute. My thing, Magic.
I hope they're the right guys.
So she.
We're just going with them.
I know. As we're talking to these strange men, we're like, "Hi, we're going on a ride with you." And okay. Then we'll be gone, and then the real guys that are supposed to take us will show up.
Okay.
Right?
What about a
I think we need to jump out of parachute.
No.
Jumping.
No. Amy, you are going through the biggest midlife crisis of us all.
I'm really not having a midlife crisis thing.
How about the shooting range? I would like to
do that.
But that's not a crisis thing. That's just something that'd be fun.
No, but it's outside of your comfort zone.
I would shoot. Let me tell you, don't be afraid.
It's something that empowers or makes us.
I'm already an expert marksman.
I know, but you haven't shot in a long time, Miss Expert Marksman.
We might show you up.
We might.
You know who would probably be really good at it?
Who?
Julie.
I am.
I'll kick her butt.
That's right.
Okay, let's go back to the parachute jumping thing.
No, I don't want to do it.
I've already done it.
You know what?
I've done it.
You guys, I'm all with doing a little thing, but I don't want to do something like that.
I never thought I did, but then I saw it. I went to that.
Tacky.
Okay, if you've heard some other things have been said, I think I'm being supportive.
What's going on?
She thinks I'm being tacky.
Okay, now what have y'all been saying about me because I don't want to get on the motorcycle?
Julie.
I said I'm tired. I told them exactly what I told you yesterday.
What?
I said, I'm tired of hearing about it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Well, because I keep saying no, and no one seems to listen. Because, Sharon, you're wanting us to give you permission not to do it, and we've only been talking about this forever. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I'm not going to try and argue about it to make you do it.
Good. I said I'd get on it. I just don't want to ride very far.
Okay, back to jumping out of an airplane.
So I didn't think I wanted to jump out of this airplane kind of thing until I went to this dinner thing, and there was a videotape. It was that Young Life thing where they were asking for donations and stuff. It was a fundraiser, and the guy showed a video of him jumping out of the airplane in tandem. Is that what you call it? And I was like, it looked like a blast.
That's what I did with Rocky.
That's what I figured.
Oh, you did tandem?
I thought, well, maybe we could do that, but I thought it was so expensive that probably only one of us could do it, and that maybe we should all throw our names into a hat, and then we draw.
I nominate you.
Yeah, let Amy do it.
We'll go cheer you on.
We'll be there when you land.
And if I break my leg that way, it might be okay.
You do kind of come down. You have to come down and kind of run when you land. But it's not like
you have to.
You kind of
start running in the air.
Well, wait. Let's focus. Let's focus on what we're doing today, though. Okay, because we're getting
a little bit. I'm surprised Joy didn't tell us that. So does anybody have a little bit of anxiety?
Oh, I hear another Harley coming.
Who's nervous? This is, all right, Sharon, what is it about it that you don't want, that you don't like?
I'm going to get on the motorcycle, and
I'm going to ride for a little while, and that's it. No, but listen to my question. Okay. Is it about really just riding a motorcycle in general, or is it being behind a man that we don't know?
That doesn't bother me.
Okay. No, I'm being serious.
Excited.
What are y'all talking about?
What are you getting excited
about?
Hearing these Harleys.
So Suzanne's
they're all gonna line up
into it.
Okay.
And look, Sharon, he matches
Sharon,
you.
Sharon, he matches it, you, honey.
He's matching.
So, Sharon, is it the going and just
whatever.
I'm serious. I think this. There are other people.
And he's
got to
do
Isn't that why we're doing this whole podcast thing?
I was in a motorcycle accident.
This
is hysterical. I do have some.
His name's Doc.
This is too freaking funny.
How many of them are there?
Well, honey, there's five of us.
You guys have to.
Yeah, our listeners have to.
Video guy. This is so funny.
You know who we should send this to? Is Orange County Choppers. OCC.
I like the guy in the Navy.
Would this
t-shirt.
Not be hysterical?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, but I think I'm going to get on the back. OCC?
The what?
I have never watched it.
Okay, Sharon. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We'll take a poll. We'll ask them when they get up here. We'll say, okay, which one is the most cautionary driver?
Wait a second. When you say you're going to get on and ride around a little bit, what does that mean? I don't understand what you mean.
Does that mean parking lot, sweetie, or does it mean on the road?
I don't know.
Go on the road for a little bit? Because that's where they're going to videotape us.
Okay.
No, Sharon, don't let anybody talk you into anything.
Oh no, they're arguing.
A little testosterone is manifesting.
We can't have any arguing with them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's all our guys.
They're all here.
No, John's not here yet.
I know, but John, remember Michelle?
Well, we appreciate you guys doing this.
I know, we're so excited. These are beautiful. They're beautiful bikes.
They're nice bikes.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Bubba, come here a second.
Okay, wait, don't say that in front of Sharon.
Come here. I want to hear about this whole sacred ground of the back on the back of a Harley. Can you talk to us about that?
Isn't that right? Be John's issue.
I thought John told me it was sacred ground and everybody had to ask permission for us to ride.
Did you ask permission to go on this ride?
No.
Then I didn't ask permission.
Oh, that's what you're telling us. If we had your wife sitting here, what would she say?
Oh, he's not wearing a wedding band.
I think it cost him a divorce.
Oh.
And he's trying to tell us. He doesn't look sad, though. He doesn't look sad.
Well, pull up that shirt and see what that tattoo is.
Oh.
Is that your first wife?
I got
second.
Wait, hold this up. Oh, my gosh, this tattoo. Oh, my gosh, that is the cutest thing.
I got a spark plug on my back.
What does that mean?
Sparky.
What else would it mean?
No, I used to race. I was a crew chief, built race cars.
Oh.
And traveled for about 10, 12 years.
On what circuit?
She knows her lingo.
I wouldn't even know how to ask that question.
Well, let's see. I worked on a truck team for a year, and then I've worked on an ARCA team, a Busch team, and got my debut at Atlanta, changed tires on Winston Cup.
So that's NASCAR.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then NASCAR had a late model series that traveled through the Southeast, and that's where I was crew chiefing and keeping.
How'd you like
up.
It?
I loved it, and everybody else hated it.
Everybody else being your wives?
Well, the first wife hated racing, period.
Okay, Bubba, here's a question. So who out of all these gentlemen here, who do you think is the most cautionary rider?
Careful.
Rider.
Cautious.
Safety driver.
Safety one.
Safety boy.
None of us.
Oh, I want to ride with him. He's talking about God.
That helps my cause.
Okay. Sharon's a little apprehensive about this. So she wants.
I think you should ride with him.
We're having to talk her into getting on a bike.
Talk to
you
him, Bubba.
You can ride with me. I've been to school. I've actually passed the test.
You already asked me to ride
with
Chopper
school. No diva friction here.
Harley has a riding school.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Harley riding school.
I've been riding since I was 12 and 13 years old.
How many years ago?
39 years ago. Do the math, baby.
27 years ago.
27 years ago.
There you go.
Oh, your husband's here and I got to ride you. No extra marital affair going on here.
Ain't gonna get me nothing today.
That's right. Anyhow, I told the girls, I said, I'll have y'all ride a motorcycle by yourself in 5 minutes. You'll drive it by yourself.
No way.
Julie would like to
do
that.
I'll do it.
So when I did, I put them on the back. I bought my wife a motorcycle.
Wait, does she have it?
Where's the bike now?
Yeah, where is that bike?
It's at home.
A Harley like this or a little one?
Well, a Softail Deluxe is actually more designed for the women. It's lower. The seats, you know, it's just a lower bike. It's a little easier.
There's
to handle.
Compact mirror attached.
Right, right.
Okay, good.
So I'm big enough that I could reach around. But yeah, I mean, anybody could learn to ride.
I've been on a motorcycle before. I haven't done it in years, and I
Do
just.
Do you have sex?
What did he say?
Do you have sex?
Do I have sex?
Regularly.
Yeah.
Okay, then you can ride a motorcycle.
Because you never forget. It's just like a natural
Do you want to ask Doug? What does Doug? Honey, he said if I could have sex, I could get on a motorcycle and ride.
He actually said come ride home after your ride.
Yeah.
All right, well, what are we doing? I think we're going to go get ready, you guys.
You guys ready to...
Do we need to...
Yeah.
Excuse me?
If I don't make it, I want to say goodbye to all my friends out there.
I love you all. I want your stereo.
Your lipstick.
No, she's in good hands.
Here we go.
Bye. See y'all later.
Say what I want to say.
Day for riding, so we're looking forward to. You know, we were told that these girls had never ridden a Harley and wanted to ride one, so here we are.
Well, it's not a Harley, but I'd love to have one of them ride with me. It's a Yamaha Roadster. It's a 2003 1600 cc. It gets around. It's loud. Try not to be too obnoxious when I'm in the neighborhood.
I ride a Harley Heritage Softail. Beautiful bike. Lots and lots of chrome. Well, it's the black cherry paint job on it. And
I'm David Mitchell, and I ride a 03 Road King Harley Davidson, a limited edition police special. John Ross put this thing together. I'm president of the Blackjack Riding Chapter, which we're calling the Riding Chapter now. And, you know, John put this thing together. I just rode in from Birmingham. I've been over at the motorcycle races at the racetrack in Birmingham, so. But wanted to come back for this ride, and it's a beautiful day for riding. So we're looking forward to, you know, we were told that these girls had never ridden a Harley and wanted to ride one. So here we are.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.